You're listening to Vatican Radio. The Vatican announced on Wednesday that a member of the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, Irish abuse survivor Mary Collins, has resigned from her position. She had been a member of the commission since it was established by Pope Francis in 2014. In her resignation letter to the Pope, she cited frustration at the lack of cooperation with the commission by other offices of the Roman Curia. In a statement, the president of the commission, Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston, said Mary's concerns would be listened to carefully and discussed at next month's plenary meeting. He said she will continue to work with the Commission on training programs for new bishops and for other offices of the Holy See. To find out more, I spoke to Mary Collins about her decision and about her hopes for the future work of the Commission. Mary, tell us first of all then what it was that actually provoked this decision to step down from the Commission.
Well, there have been some struggles along the time with resistance, but the Commission has been working to overcome them. Very recently, there was a specific refusal from a department of the Vatican that I felt was just unacceptable. And at this point, I think if there are men still in positions in the Vatican who are not willing to work and cooperate with a commission that is trying to do nothing other than save children and vulnerable adults from the pain and horror of abuse, then really, as a survivor, I have to move on. I have to leave. But I do still back and support the commission in its work. And the Pope, he has been behind the commission all the way. And I just hope that in the future, the commission will overcome the obstacles that are there. And I want to wish all my former colleagues in the commission well, because they are working very sincerely and very hard. Simply for me, it was just, I've been there 3 years, I've done my very best, but at this point, I had to leave.
Can you tell us anything more about this refusal to cooperate? Any details about what it is that's blocking the work of the Commission?
It's a specific issue. There was a smaller one, but the one that really is, I think, blocking of the work is in regard to developing safeguarding policies, which were to go to bishops' conferences around the world. We developed a guidelines template, and that would be used by the bishops' conferences, hopefully, as a basis for their own writing of their own policy documents, give them a gold standard, if you like, to work to. And it was simply a lack of cooperation from the department which would have been dealing with this area up to now in simply working with us in this area.
What would be necessary, do you think? What will it take to move forward and to really achieve the kind of results that you're looking for?
If I had the answer to that question, I think I probably would have stayed with the commission and tried to put forward whatever idea I had. I don't know how you change men's minds. I don't know how you open their minds to the need for change, for the need for a move away from past methods of doing things, old traditions. And maybe some way has to be found to show these men who are resisting that the commission is not coming in from the outside to interfere or to take over their work. All the commission has wanted to do was to be in conjunction with others, not to impose anything, but to work together and go forward using resources of both groups to move forward for the protection of children. And I think maybe that is the message that has to go, that has to get through. The commission is there, is put there by the Pope to help, not to impose their wish, but to help with forward movement and to help with change. And my hope would be that all would work together towards future protection of children, vulnerable adults, that we'd all be on the same page and all working to the end. I don't know the reasons why some find that difficult. In 2017, when we know the history that is there, and we don't want to repeat it, but I do trust in others. I know the commission will succeed, and maybe anyone who has been resisting will just open their minds and realise that we're all working for the same thing.
And yet your departure leaves the commission without the voice of the survivor. Do you think they, or do you hope they will be looking to invite other survivors to join the team, to join the commission?
I don't know. I mean, anything that happens from here on in will be completely decided by the commission members themselves. I, as a survivor, have done my best on the commission. I've worked as hard as I could. I hope I've contributed in a positive way. I think a survivor voices must be heard, must be included in the work. whether that has to be having a member on the commission or others being invited to come and speak to the commission, I don't know. That is something the commission members themselves will decide. It is important, though, that the survivor voice is heard.
You say in the statement that you will continue to work with the commission in an educational role. What exactly do you mean by that? What else do you think you can do now at this point?
Well, as you know, and as I think Colonel O'Malley has put out in the press statement from the commission, he has invited me to continue working with him on the training. Last year, we had a training session with the bishops, with some curia departments. And he has asked me if I would continue with that, and I hope I will. And I think it's very important that men who are open to hearing, are open to learning, or who are open to trying to understand more about abuse, I think being willing to speak with them and to share with them the experience of a survivor is valuable.
What effect has this had on you personally, on your faith perhaps even?
It has been very difficult. I mean, I have struggled. It's very emotional for me because I dealt with men 20 years ago when I was trying to bring my case to justice, and to see the same attitudes in men at this stage, it's just very disappointing. It's heartbreaking because I'd hope by now everyone would get it. And maybe it has to be people in the church themselves who change their colleagues.